From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States is urging world powers and corporations to do more in the refugee crisis. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins says that Secretary of State John Kerry outlined measures, including a 30% increase in financing for global humanitarian appeals at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled.
Now, the private sector, civil society, religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment.
He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the U.N. General Assembly. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Davos.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter vowed that defeating the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria remains a top priority. Speaking at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, the Defense Secretary said the first step is beating IS in Syria and then in Iraq.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
Carter has called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to help defeat Islamic State. The defense secretary said U.S. forces on the ground would enable local forces and remain focused on an advise and assist mission. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden rebuked Turkey on Friday for its crackdown on freedom of expression. Biden told civil society representatives in Istanbul that the Turkish government is not setting the right example with its imprisonment of journalists and investigation of academics who have criticized the government's military campaign against Turkey's Kurdish-dominated southeastern sector.
But when the media are intimidated or imprisoned for critical reporting, when internet freedom is curtailed and social media sites like YouTube or Twitter are shut down, that's not the kind of example that needs to be set in the region.
Before the meeting, Biden told reporters that the more Turkey succeeds, the stronger the message is sent to the entire Middle East and what he called parts of the world who are only beginning to grapple with the notion of freedom. Many Facebook users in China and Iran might be able to access the world's largest social network on their smartphones without fear of surveillance. That's thanks to a software adjustment that links them to an anonymizer that hides their location and identity. Facebook's app for smartphones that use the Android system has the new feature. It links the social media site to the Tor project, which allows users to circumvent censorship and effectively shield their privacy. Tor software is free and is maintained by volunteer privacy advocates. Apple's iPhones, which use a different operating system, cannot link to Tor, and no counterpart, to the Android app is expected. Prices surged on global stock markets Friday as the price of oil rose to its highest level in weeks. In morning trading in New York, the S&P 500 rose around 2%, while the Dow advanced 1.4%. The Nasdaq gained almost 2.5%. London's FTSE index jumped 2.6%. Germany's DAX index and France's CAC 40 were also higher. Earlier, Tokyo's Nikkei rose nearly 6%. The gains came after Thursday's comments by European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi that raised hopes for some additional economic stimulus at the bank's meeting in March. And people in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region are hunkering down for a massive winter storm that is expected to dump near record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury Washington, D.C. in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Dangerous winds and coastal flooding are also expected, and thousands of flights have already been canceled. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.